The station, the TL situation. That didn't make the rounds. I just remember saying,
I respect
oh God.
Kruger's hustle.
I just said, oh God. Here we go. Everybody's running with it. And of course, Debo gets online. He tweets it out. Were you surprised that Debo replied? That's
but,
what he
but
does.
I want to tell Debo, like, hey, Debo, like, let's strip this whole thing down all to the beginning. And I got a text from Guru the day of. The outfit was weird. I mean, that's my personal
opinion. Oh, the one with the shorts and the leather jacket?
I thought it was a skirt. I didn't know what was going on. Hey, look, I got Scottish roots, so whatever. Oh, you know, God. I see some stuff. You wear a kilt when you're doing, you know, the bagpipes or whatever.
Kanye wore a kilt at his concert with Jay-Z. He was wearing a leather kilt.
Hey, look.
I'm fashionable.
I'll say this. I didn't think it was a great look for Debo, and I wouldn't rock it. But that doesn't mean that I'm not on the outside looking in on what's fashionable.
He played his ass off, though.
The kids might think it's awesome.
He played his ass off, though.
I didn't like the red rubber boots, you know, the video game boots, as I call them. What were those things called? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The red rubber boots. Yeah, like, I thought this was a horrible look.
Yeah, nobody wears those anymore. Nobody wears those anymore.
I kind of saw that coming.
But, you know, it made the rounds online yesterday. T.O. said that. And I'm like, boy, we were just talking about pickleball. But he also, T.O. said a lot yesterday. He said a lot.
I know.
I mean, he took shots at fans. I could see your face. I kind of liked it. He said...
Well, the Debo thing, I mean, it's not like we asked him about Debo. The question was about Juwan Jennings. Yeah, and he brought Debo. I mean, I was reiterating what you were saying.
Yeah. Thank you.
I like not confident Sam Lubman as a new character.
Whatever. Whatever. Ponte, it's time for you to do the legal.
Yeah, you
it's
cut me off to repeat confident. What I said. Yeah. You reiterate what I said. Thanks very much, Sam Lovin. I was just going to say,
hey,
he told the fans.
You did a great job aggregating what Ponte just said.
Yeah. It's an aggregation sensation. That's what we do here.
No, leave that for the afternoon.
No, but he also told fans to stay in their lane and just sit and enjoy the game because you shouldn't fire Kyle Shanahan. T.O. was in rare form. And
T.O.'s like, listen, leave the coach firings to me.
We've interviewed T.O. a lot on the show. I've interviewed him a lot on the station. You don't have to prod T.O. to say anything.
No.
I don't even look to do that with T.O. I just like talking to him.
I asked him a Juwan Jennings question.
No, he's staying with all my teams.
And I was complimenting him on the front end.
Right.
I know how to get to T.O.'s heart. Compliment him.
Oh, yeah. No, one time we had him
that
on
that and money, because clearly he's the newest ambassador of pickleball.
Hey, but no, listen. We had him call one time. We were talking about something. He joined Steiny Guru and I.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know, T.O., when you had the tears of joy after the Green Bay game, tears of joy. And he goes, you know, you're absolutely right, man. Those tears of joy. And he was like, you got to know how to butter T.O. up. And I got no problem with that, dude. He's a good dude at the end of the day.
I will never forget being in the stands for that game. And he dropped two balls in the end zone. And it was like pointing at his visor. It was like, get this guy out of here. All the OGs in my grandpa's section were losing their minds.
It was one of the worst games ever.
Oh, dude, Steve threw a perfect lob ball to him. Oh, God.
But yeah, I don't, you know, at the end of the day, though, but the aggregators and everything, Chase, listen, this is what they do. Maybe they're paid to do it. I don't have a problem with them. And Coach Yak and Chase Senor and Grant, just credit 95.7 a game, which they did. They credited 95.7 a game. They credited the morning roast. I've got no problem with them.
Well, we take other people's content and then we spin it into ours all the time. So I'm just saying your entire persona online is nonstop aggregation. That I find odd. That's all.
I don't. Maybe they're getting paid for it. Maybe that's their lane. And if you got, like, I would die for time like that to have time on my hands and sit there on the internet.
Your eyes would be destroyed from the screen.
Well, you just sit there. We're looking at screens all day anyway. My eyes are already jacked up. Probably from a lack of sleep. Let's go to Joe in Sacramento. Joe, what's happening?
What's up, Joe?
You're on the roast.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Joe?
Man, you're speaking about Debo, you know. I don't know. It feels like Debo got paid and checked out. I'm tired of seeing that negative 1 yard jet sweep from Kyle. If I see it again on Sunday, I don't know, man. That ulcer in my stomach might pop. It's not working anymore, you know?
Damn.
I've been thinking about this, Bonte, and he brings up a little point here about Debo. I don't know about he got paid and quit. I don't think that's fair at all. I thought that this guy worked his butt off this offseason.
He had a great year a season ago. Did we forget that he had over 1,000 scrimmage yards last year?
He was,
despite missing three games, he was phenomenal.
Yeah, I agree.
His Detroit second half is iconic. We all forget about that.
Now, we can argue about how they use him, And that's fun. I think he's more running back than wide receiver because when they do the tunnel screens and stuff, I mean, he's just breaking tackles and running, and he's awesome when he's on. When he's on, he's awesome. I'm not going to doubt him anymore. I promised myself that. But let's say they lose. Forget long-term, Bonte. Just forget long-term. The Niners lose this game, all right? If Purdy misses it, does he miss Buffalo? Does he have a more severe shoulder injury than we all thought?
Probably.
Okay, like I'm thinking fallout scenarios. And let me just lay these out, and then you can say, Joe, you're crazy. But I just these are things that came to my head. What do you do with Bosa? Does Bosa need season-ending surgery on one or both sides of his oblique? Like, does he play? Okay, what do you do with Greenlaw? Does he return? Does he not return? He's set to be a free agent, I believe, that you said earlier this week. Does he come back and just see what he looks like? Does he not? CMC, what do you do with him? Like, do you just continue to trot him out this year, risking more injury? Is there benefit to just shutting him down? What do you do with Fred Warner's ankle? Like, does, I know he's a gladiator. He's an all-timer. He plays linebacker. Do I want him, like, becoming a running back and, like, all of a sudden now he's depreciated heading into next year? I don't know. What do you do with Debo? Feels like Debo's out. Does he kind of taper it back? Trent Williams, what happens with him? I know he's dealing with an injury. Charvarius Ward, he's set to be a free agent. I know you need a new DC. That's already like we're murmuring that all the time. Well, if Bosa shuts it down and Greenlaw shuts it down and Fred Warner, you think the DC is going to have job security? Like, I have so many questions on a fallout if they lose. If they win, okay, now can they go on a run? Can we win some game? Can we get some momentum? Let's go. Even if Purdy doesn't play, like, can we just win and just salvage and keep the momentum going? If they lose, like, the fallout from this game could be dramatic.
It could be. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Well, if they lose, you're 5-6. But what if the Cardinals lose? And what if the Rams lose? Then you're still just one game behind first place in the NFC West. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but right now, yay, because you don't have any tiebreakers, because right at this current point, at really it's point, like it's like you're two games behind. But I hear you.
But you're 5-5. If Arizona loses and the Rams lose, and you get Seattle to beat Arizona, Seattle and Arizona's tied for first place is 6-5. You split with Seattle. Right now, you're down a game to Arizona, but you play them the last week of the season.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams lose to Philadelphia. They're 5-6, and you're 5-6.
Yeah, but you got to start stacking wins.
There's no doubt you have to start stacking wins.
Green Bay made the playoffs at 9-8 last year. I don't think that's happening.
That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I think it's a little premature to start facing those questions when you're only one game out of the NFC West. You're one game out of the NFC. Honestly, at 5-6... And if Arizona loses to Seattle, now it changes if Arizona beats Seattle. But if Arizona loses to Seattle, and you're one game behind Arizona, with the game to play them and the game to play the Rams, you seriously want to think about shutting things down after a loss to Green Bay?
I'm looking at the schedule, and I'm saying to myself, where are you finding, like you lose this game, where are you finding five wins out of six to finish the season?
Yeah, that's a different conversation.
But it's a numbers game. You got to start catching up. And
you're playing the 73 Packers. If you lose, but the rest of these teams lose, and you're one game out of first place, I don't think Shanahan and Lynch are looking to, hey, you know what, Fred?
No, that's not
Greenlaw. You know what? We're going to shut this down. McCaffrey.
Business decisions. Like, we see this in other sports. Like, hey, all these guys are hurt right now.
They're
like, hey, do I push off my surgery? Kittle is a great example. He pushed off his surgery till after the Super Bowl. He could have easily had the team not been in contention. Like, you know, I need to get this full core injury, this muscle, this oblique thing. I need to get it completely fixed.
There's a lot of money on the line. So, like, a Deebo Samuel. There's a lot of money on the line for him. There's a lot of money on the line for Juwan Jennings. Ricky Pearsall wants to get rolling. McCaffrey wants to show, like, hey, they paid me, and I'm worth every single dime. I don't think they shut things down if they lose this Green Bay Packers game, especially if those other things happen.
You don't think
now,
guys
if Arizona
make...
wins, if Arizona wins and you're two games behind Arizona, you'll trot out the same roster against Buffalo, and you lose that game, and then you maybe have that conversation. I think right now, it's November 22nd, you're getting ready to play Green Bay. They're not going to have Jair Alexander. They don't look like world beaters. I think Green Bay is very beatable.
No,
very beatable.
I would agree that you can win this game, but I'm just I worry about guys making business decisions. These are some very established, powerful, great players who have long resumes.
They haven't shown me that yet, Chasky. These guys in 2021 could have shut it down. They could have shut it down. They didn't.
They were a younger core back then.
Yeah, but I don't think one game behind the NFC West leader and with the chance to still win a division and get a playoff home game.
It hasn't crossed your mind?
Not yet. There's going to be roster reshuffling regardless.
No, that I agree with. Yeah, I'm talking about for this year.
Yeah, no, I'm not shutting things down if I'm a game behind first place.
I worry that things could get out of hand quickly. They have to win. This is a must-win for me.
Dude, Fred Warner, it's not in his character to start making business decisions.
Yeah, but
it's not in Bosa's character to start making business decisions. It's not Debo's character to start making
business decisions.
Yeah, if you think
Bosa's proven he's pretty businesslike.
So you think Bosa would shut it down?
Look, he's dealing.
If he shut it down, let me say something right now. Then, if Bosa's that guy,
I disagree.
If he's that guy, a business guy, and he shuts it down, then I want him traded in the offseason.
No, I disagree.
My highest paid player shutting it down.
No, that's why I'm more cautious with him. Like these injuries, I can't have him. Like Kittle went 3 months without working out. He lost a ton of weight, right? And he admitted it was very difficult to train in the offseason. There's a real scenario. Well, like, it's not even Bosa's fault, but if I paid my best player and I knew the season was getting out of hand, and it's like, hey, this guy's going to need a big surgery, like, it's something I have to consider. I'm not saying you do it, but it's something as the team, you also have to put guardrails in place to protect these guys from themselves.
But I think if they lose, again, if they lose, because it feels like a lot of people think, they're going to think that we're going to lose. And this talk does bother me a little bit.
I know. It's just crossed my mind. Game, the fallout scenario.
Game, and if Arizona loses to Seattle, you're still one game behind first place. And all of a sudden, we're thinking that if we lose this game, even if they lose and they're two games out of Arizona, you still have a game against Arizona later on in the season, the last game of the season. I'm not okay with shutting it down in November. And I don't think these guys, just the main character of these guys, the group that we've watched play, I don't think it's in their DNA to just start shutting things down and making business decisions. Nope.
I think the last year has taught me that a lot of these guys have made a lot of business decisions.
Yeah, but they play their asses off.
I didn't say they don't, but this is part of the business.
Right. And so, yeah, I know Bosa sat out a bowl game for business purposes. A lot of college players do. Bowl games are different.
CMC
did. Bowl games are different. Yes, exactly. Bowl games are different. When you're playing in the meaningless bowl game, yeah, I would do the same thing. This is the NFL. And if you start melanating in the NFL and I'm paying you as the highest paid player in all of football, the defensive side of the football, then we got bigger issues. All right, we'll get to Robin Sanbruno. Shameless shout-outs, 888-957-9570 is the number. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll get to all your calls here as the Niners get ready for the Green Bay Packers. Brought to you by Save Mart, Lucky California.
The downfall is near and it's coming hard.
What up? This is Big Pump from South City. You are now listening to The Morning Motherfucking Rose with my boys Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
I don't know. Maybe I'm too worried.
Shout out to Big Pun. We don't get those voice memos as much. He like texts things out. I don't like that. I like when Big Pun sends the voice memos.
I got a joke for you, Bonte.
I like when he's dropping F-bombs and sending voice memos or whatnot. I know he's gone through a lot this past season, this past year, but he's doing all right from what I see on the interwebs. Download the Odyssey app, 95.7 The Game, thousands of other stations, and millions of podcasts are free on the Odyssey app. Sports talk, music, news, and great podcasts like Color Fries and Baseball Guys. Where the hell you guys at, man? Hot stove season, let's go. Let's go, Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys. Follow your favorite teams like the Niners, Warriors, stations, and radio shows like Steiny and Guru. And catch amazing interviews you missed, too. Wow, Mason Crosby joined Willard and Dibbs? What's Mason Crosby up to these days? Wow, they got the kicker on.
He's too old.
He's got the kicker. Kicker, kicker, kicker.
I love
kicker.
Greece so much.
He's got the kicker.
I'm going to back off.
No, don't back off. Shameless shout out.
Maybe they were looking for him to replace our kicker,
Jake Moody. Well, remember Mason Crosby couldn't even kick from 50.
I thought Mason Crosby was way older. He's only 40, which in kicker years isn't that old. Hey, like I thought he was way something? Older than that.
Screw you.
What?
He's only 40.
That's a compliment. You guys aren't old. I'm saying I thought Mason Crosby was like 46 or 47.
Yeah, that's old, huh?
Well, yeah, because he had like gray pretty early,
I
too.
Hate you.
Yeah. You guys are looking good.
What are
don't
you,
worry.
30?
31. Getting up there. I've aged, actually, the last 3 months, I think I've aged 10 years. So,
Well, I shouldn't be laughing at that.
We have to laugh at it. So don't
no, I shouldn't be laughing at that. 31 prime years, man. Oh man,
it is prime. That's the wheelhouse.
30 was a new 20. We're getting
into prime now, boys.
30 was a new 20.
There's a song, Ooh La La. If I knew what I know now, gosh.
Yeah, no, it was 30s were fun.
Wish that I knew what I know now.
It's a wrap.
Is that the note?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I was younger.
I want to hear from Rob Sambruno.
Bonte, if they start Brandon Allen and he looks terrible, how many people are going to demand for Josh Dobbs?
I think people want to see Josh Dobbs instead of Brandon Allen.
Who do you want to see?
I don't really care, to be honest with
you. You don't care.
I don't care. I don't have a preference.
Like, don't care if it's not Brock, or you don't care if it's Josh?
I don't care if it's Brock, Brandon Allen, or Josh Dobbs.
You really don't care one way or the other.
I really don't have a preference.
No care.
No
care. If Brock Purdy doesn't play this game, like, do you give them, like, what's the percentage that you're giving them to win this game? If Brock can't suit up on Sunday.
I have no idea what to make the percentage of. I watched Josh, Brandon Allen in the preseason, and he had a good game, then a couple of Josh Dobbs was running around, but he's so frenetic.
Yeah, Josh Dobbs. You know what I mean? Like, Josh Dobbs.
I think they're screwed either way.
Yeah, I don't have no preference, man. Robin said, bro, do you have a preference? I don't really care who plays quarterback. Just win the damn game.
Yeah, what you said, but I'm taking Josh Dobbs, though. Man, I've seen him win games in Minnesota. I've seen him win games in Arizona. So I'm taking Josh Allen. I've never seen him do
Brandon
anything.
Allen?
Not with, Brandon Allen, my bad. Never seen him do anything in the league worth being a second-string quarterback. So, anyways, man, look, it seems like everybody's trying to blame Debo. When it goes bad, blames Debo. Oh, he can't get set. Well, he never got separation. He didn't get separation in college. Didn't get separation in the NFL. That's not his thing. Put the ball in his hands and let him go crazy. Bottom line is this. Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan, they peaked. Purdy has peaked. Last year was an anomaly. Great year. He's peaked. He's done. He ain't done, but he... To me, he's more of a Matt Hasselbeck type.
Yeah.
If you got a good offense around him, a Sean Alexander, a Mike Holmgren, a couple good receivers, he's adequate.
So Rob, let me ask you this. So when Jed York said he wants to reset the quarterback market, or Brock Purdy's going to reset the quarterback market, you vehemently disagreed, right?
Yeah, I mean, because he seen last year and seen what Purdy did last year. He thought he can do more. And then the fan base, they love Brock Purdy, so it's business going on. We can sell Brock Purdy. Huh. Definitely in the South Bay, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no flavor down here, man, so they can sell him, understand it, but he's not that guy. And Kyle Shanahan, look, I was the first one on the radio station in 2016. I was the first one to say, go get Kyle Shanahan. But look, though, he's peaked, man. I'm sorry, he's peaked as a coach. Like, what else you need to see? I mean, he's not getting better with his in-game decisions. He's still losing close games, just like in 2016. Lost 5 games by 3 points or 6 points.
Hey, Rob, I got to disagree with you on something. I can't let it go. There's plenty of flavor down in the South Bay. Cinquabonte was in the South Bay a lot. There was some flavor down there, Rob.
No. I know. Trust me. I ain't talking about that flavor. I'm talking about the other flavor, the stillness. You know, when you go to Levi Stadium, when you leave the stadium, they exiting you out to 101 South or North.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the ladies, brother. You know what I'm saying?
I had to make sure, man. I'm like, hey, there's plenty of flavor down in South Bay, Rob. Okay. You know, we couldn't wait to get down to the 408.
Hey, Bonta, you know I know. You know what I'm saying? I can't say that. My grill at the house.
Yeah, no. Our previous days. We're done. We're both married, Rob, basically. We're both married. So, those days are gone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, them days are gone. But I'm just saying, like, I don't think you should fire Kyle. But to me, don't say he's untouchable. Because at the end of the day, it's been, what, 7, 8 Super Bowl winners since he's been hired? And he hasn't been one of them. So it's obvious somebody who can be a better coach. I'm not saying fire him, but don't.
Yeah.
But don't just say he's unfireable. Nobody's unfireable. Klay Thompson got traded, won 4 rings. He didn't get paid, won 4 rings. So at the end of the day, everybody's expendable. I give Kyle Shanahan one more year.
What about Brock Purdy? What do you do with Brock Purdy? Do you worry about him being durable? Do you worry about him long-term, Brock Purdy?
I mean, if you think he's going to run around like he's been doing last few weeks, that's not your game. You're not built that way. My thing is this. Brock Purdy is Kyle's baby. So if Kyle goes, that's good. Brock going to go. Just like same thing with Jim Harbaugh and Cap. Once Jim Harbaugh left, Cap days were numbered anyways. So it's the same concept. So to me, I'll give Brock 3 years, $30 million in 3 years, $90 million, and I draft a young dude. That's what I do. I'm not giving him $60.
If, all right. If he would take something in the $45 to $35 million range, I think almost every Niner fan would say, yeah, sign me up.
Yep. I didn't say I don't care if Brock Purdy doesn't start. I said I don't have a preference on the backup quarterback. Josh Dobbs, Brendan Allen. They both have their pros. They both have their cons. I want Brock Purdy to play.
Well, no,
if Brock Purdy doesn't play,
I mean, I think that's
my mindset is like, damn.
Yeah.
We got to watch Josh Dobbs and Brendan Allen.
What if they pull a rabbit out of the hat? I mean, we saw Malik Willis, who I did not think highly of. And
no, it's totally possible.
And LaFleur won two games with him. Now they beat
I mentioned that. Brendan Allen could go out there and have a great game, and the conversation is going to be like, wow, look at Brendan Allen.
He does have a big arm.
There you go.
Comparative.
There you go. But no, I care if Brock Purdy starts. I said I don't have a preference on the backup quarterback.
Are you worried
about... Josh Dobbs last year in Minnesota. He got benched. He played a few games and got benched.
He looked good against the Niners.
Yeah, but then it got rough.
Yeah.
Well, he was with Arizona.
Yeah. Arizona, they played the Niners early in the year.
They traded him. He goes to Minnesota.
He played hard.
He wins a couple games. He plays hard. Yeah, I mean, gosh, you know what I would do, what I do, stop doing, is when it comes to pro athletes. Boy, he played hard.
Well, Trae Young doesn't play hard.
Well, but what I'm saying, though, is I want to get to the point where it's like...
No, I would agree, yeah.
Playing hard is the least.
The baseline.
Like he should play hard. But now we're saying, well, boy, they play hard. Well, what?
Well, but you know what? I see all these professional athlete podcasts, and a lot of guys don't play hard.
It's embarrassing.
No, I mean, Lou Williams is talking about how the day he was drunk, I don't know if you, did you see that?
No, I did not
see that. So he was in New York, and they had a curfew, and he blew the curfew, and...
He was with the Clippers?
Doc is the coach.
Okay,
and, Clippers, yeah. You know, he shows up, they have a 12 o'clock game in New York, and he left the bar at 4 in the morning or whatever, and he showed up to the game, and he was still drunk, and he went over to Doc. After 1 minute, he turned the ball over a couple times, and he said, yeah, I got to admit something to you, I'm still drunk. And Doc said, you got to stay out there, because I need you to be ready to go in the fourth quarter, so you're going to have to burn off whatever, you know, buzz you have right now, so you're ready. He had like 23 in the fourth quarter. But point being is like, yeah, you'd be surprised how many of these guys aren't. You know,
no, I'm
not saying that all of them are, and it's probably a smaller percentage than I'm even alluding to.
Yeah,
but
no.
I think playing hard is a thing that we don't see often enough,
which is sad. But in terms of guys like playing drunk or whatnot, yo, I've heard plenty of stories. That doesn't surprise me.
That feels more like an NBA thing than maybe NFL, just because there's so few NFL games. But I'm sure there are guys in the NFL.
888-957-9570 is a number. Line them up for shameless shout-outs in 18 minutes. Shout-out your dog. Shout-out your wife. Shout-out your Christmas tree. Shout-out whoever you want to shout-out. That's coming up. This is your time to shine and shout-out anybody that you want to. By the way, as we get back to football here, 888-957-9570 is the number. Farhan Zaidi made his first public comments.
Where?
In the Chronicle.
With who?
Susan Slusser. Shayna Rubin.
And what did he say?
Get there, but I'm just saying, who did I ask Farhan yesterday? I asked somebody yesterday, I said, has Farhan spoken since being fired? I don't know who I asked. It, literally a couple days ago. Maybe in the last 45, I don't even remember. I don't remember what I said last hour, but it's like, damn, has Farhan said anything? Oh, I know who I was talking to. I was talking to Uncle Marty. I was talking to Uncle Marty Lurie. I was talking to him over the phone a couple days ago. And I was like, has Farhan spoke? He's been hiding. Well, he spoke and he goes, here's one of the quotes. The autopsy is never pretty. And for me, it's not productive to respond to all the narratives that are out there. I'll say that during my time in the organization, I gave the job my complete commitment and did it with no ulterior motives or agendas. Always tried to treat people with respect and be a good ambassador to the Giants community. Beyond that, people are passionate about the Giants and professional, Shasky, listen, in professional sports, and there will always be a discourse on those things. And that's the nature of the beast. That is Farhan Zaidi.
God, I'm so happy we don't have word salads like that anymore. So he basically telling us he tried hard.
I recognize that there are a lot of lingering frustrations from what was a disappointing season. I mean, for me, in my 20 years of baseball, this past year was probably the most disappointing season, given the expectations we had coming into the year with the offseason we had and how it played out. But one thing that's always been important to me in my time in baseball, and certainly my 6 years with the Giants, is having a strong collaboration between different parts of the organization, whether it be between player development in the front office or the clubhouse and the coaching staff and the manager in the front office. I certainly believe that was the case this past year.
Yeah, I'm about done with him.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If I don't hear from Farhan ever again in this market, I'll be fine.
Farhan's cooked.
Yeah, I'm good.
Melvin.
You had three bad years in a row, bud. Like, newsflash. 22 stunk, 23 stunk, 24 stunk. Like, assess yourself realistically. Like, I'm so done with him.
Melvin, that was just a laundry list of generic statements.
Exactly.
Melvin
previously
worked with Zaidi in a brief overlap period in Oakland between stops managing in Seattle, Arizona, San Diego. Said a collaborative effort to build a lineup isn't unlike other teams' processes in modern baseball. He's passionate about the lineup. The coaching staff is passionate about the lineup. We want to get it right. Not only the lineup, but the construction of it. And I think that goes on everywhere.
He's homeless.
Zaidi said, I have a long-standing relationship with Bob. I think we understand each other really well because of the circumstances of when and how he was hired. It was really important that our relationship worked well. So I saw his feedback very regularly throughout the season about whether the front office dynamic with him and the coaching staff was working.
Yeah.
Based on the feedback I got from him, I feel confident that it was working well. We certainly talked about the lineup and game strategy as most effective front office and manager partnerships do. There was always an exchange of ideas that if one of us felt strongly about something or the other because of our history, there was a lot of respect for that. But ultimately, I felt as a manager, it was his role to have the final say on lineups.
So we play a segment, Big Cap, Big Facts, and I'm going to call Big Cap on that because I have multiple people that I trust tell me Pop Melvin was hired way above Farhan. Farhan wasn't like in on the whole Bob Melvin thing at all. I know that with pretty good clarity that he went along with it because he knew his days were numbered. So he could say whatever he wants. I don't believe you.
That's Farhan Zaidi in his first public comment since being fired by the San Francisco Giants. 888-957-9570 is the number. What should the 49ers do if they lose? Are you with Shasky here? Maybe think about shutting some people down. Are you concerned about Brock Purdy? What if Brock Purdy doesn't play?
Well,
how confident are you about the Niners winning the game Sunday in Green Bay if Brock Purdy doesn't play? 888-957-9570 is the number. 888-957-9570 is the number. Because there's a lot of people who believe Shanahan is the boy wonder. And we've seen it with Nick Mullins for a game. We saw it with C.J. Beathard for a game. We've seen it before with Kyle Shanahan. He could win a game with the journeyman quarterback.
We've been talking backup quarterback for the last 2 years since Purdy's been the starter. Hasn't it always been like, can you win a game with someone? Like, part of the reason why Trey Lance is not here is because Brandon Allen was so impressive, quote unquote, right?
Yeah.
He was here because you can win a game with Brandon Allen. You can't win a game. The irony is, even though I don't think Trey's great, he did win a game in December for the 49ers. And Brandon Allen hasn't won a game since, what, forever?
3 years. Not only did Trey win a game, he won a game that basically your season was on the line.
So I'm thinking about this
one. You lose, and you don't go to the playoffs in 2021.
I'm more concerned about Brock for this year physically. I really am. Like, the shoulder injury is not good. The Niners have a history at quarterback of shoulder injuries. Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick had a shoulder injury. Their careers were like, not that they were harpooned because of just the shoulder injury, but they were altered. Jimmy Garoppolo, shoulder injury, and now Brock Purdy. This is not good. Anyone can say, oh, you know, it's just shoulder. If it's the throwing shoulder and he can't even throw the ball at practice, because from all reports, he was barely throwing at 10 yards and he was lobbing it back and forth. You and I saw him on the sidelines when he hurt his elbow. I said to you, what is he doing? He's like shot putting the ball. What the heck? This shoulder injury, this is not good, dude. This is not good at all. And I'm very concerned for this year for Brock Purdy. I don't know about this one, man. And the way Kyle's kind of skirting around it, I think for sure he's not playing on Sunday. I hope I'm wrong. I hope he comes out and plays. But this is not good. This is not a good injury. Your moneymaker as a quarterback, your right arm, on a guy who's already had a right elbow injury, it's not good. It's not good at all.
So, do you think they can win without Brock Purdy?
A game, maybe. Yeah, I do.
Can they win on Sunday without Brock Purdy?
No, if he's out 4 or 5 weeks.
Can they win on Sunday without Brock Purdy?
Yeah, it's a lot harder. It's a lot harder. Yes, you can. The NFL's wild. I watched the Browns beat the Ravens, and now the Browns beat the freaking Steelers.
Division games are different.
Agreed, but there is familiarity between Green Bay and the Niners. We understand their scheme because Kyle and LaFleur work together. We also have played this team, it feels like, every single season. So there is some familiarity.
Shanahan, though, he also mentioned how he was talking to somebody. Was it Shanahan? And he was discussing McVay and LaFleur. And he's like, look, man, I've been here for 8 years. McVay's been in L.A. for 8 years. LaFleur's been in Green Bay for a long time, what, 6, 7 years maybe? They've all evolved. And Shanahan's mentioned that they're doing different things now. They all do different things here. So they have evolved and tinkered with their system. Like Green Bay's offense, yeah, they may have a lot of principles that Shanahan has in his offense, but they do a lot of one-back sets, a lot of four-wide sets, a lot of three-wide sets. They do a lot more in terms of spreading out the field than the 49ers do. And they use their wide receivers in a way that the Niners don't use their wide receivers. And they take a lot of shots down the field, deep shots down the field. 888-957-9570 is the number. Shameless shout-outs coming up in 10 minutes. Please shout out anybody you want to shout out. Maybe shout out Brendan Allen, who may get the start. Maybe it's Josh Dobbs. But how confident are you in the Niners possibly playing Green Bay without Brock Purdy?
I mean,
can they win this football game with Brendan Allen? What the hell do you know about Brendan Allen? Does anybody know anything about Brendan Allen?
I know he took a knee in the New York Jets game. I know that he hasn't thrown a pass for the 49ers. I know that the last time that he actually got a start was Bengals 2021, the season finale. He went 15 of 29 for 136 and a touchdown. I know that he's 2-7 in games that he started.
Who they play in that game?
The season finale, 2021. Just take my word for it.
I just want to know who they play.
What do you guys think would be a bigger loss for this team? Bosa not playing or Purdy not playing? Because the way you're describing it, it's like, hey, Shanahan's won with like a Nick Mullins in the past. He's won if he had to have a rookie or a Trey Lance come in there. He's won with a C.J. Beathard. But like you saw the Niners' defense without Bosa last week on that final drive. It was horrible.
Horrible.
Like, so in a way, I feel like the loss of Nick Bosa in a game like this, which is going to be ground and pound, cold weather, a lot of Josh Jacobs, like, I don't know, man. I feel like the loss of Bosa might be bigger in the grand scheme of things, considering how Jordan Love has not played well the last few weeks.
Well, they gave up 6.1 yards of play when Bosa left the game. They were giving up 3.3 against Seattle when he was on the field. So, yes, Bosa not having him in a run game, because Josh Jacobs is a load. Josh Jacobs is coming downhill, and he's going to run you over. I don't know. I don't know.
What's your confidence level of the Niners right now?
I think they can win this game with Brendan Allen or Josh Dobbs. I don't think Green Bay is all that great. I don't think highly of Green Bay. So, I don't think they're representing the NFC in the Super Bowl now. With me saying that, somebody's going to clip this because they could go on the run. They're capable of going on the run. But what I've seen from Green Bay so far, what I've seen from them, I haven't seen a Super Bowl team.
Last year, they started off very slow,
yep.
And then Jordan Love and the rest of the offense just went on fire. It was like 18 touchdowns, like one interception down the stretch. They really were a 9-8 team, and they got in and just dismantled the Cowboys.
Yeah, they got hot.
Dismantled the Cowboys. Well, it's about the same time last year that they got hot, and they're looking to do that again. And obviously their record is better this year than it was last year. But I'm looking at it from like the Niner perspective. I have very little confidence that they could do what the Packers did last year and go on a run. I have very little confidence.
How come?
This just feels very different. Like, Bosa is severely compromised. Fred feels compromised. The quarterback feels compromised. The running back feels compromised. And it just
is compromised.
What?
Running back is compromised.
Like, it just, I don't have a lot to hang my hat on where I'm feeling very, very confident. I just don't. And I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong in the worst way. I want them to go on a run. I was talking Super Bowl. We all were talking Super Bowl. Getting back there, this feels like a team that's going to finish the season 7-10 or at best 9-8 and miss out by a game or two of the division. That's what it feels like. And so I look at a game like this against the NFC. This is a big swing game, more for momentum and psyche than anything else. I think it's a must win. And I get your point about, oh, you're only a game out if this happens and that happens. You got to start getting some wins here.
I'm not saying that you can't stack wins. I want them to win. But on the flip side, I'm hearing too much of, you know, like Mark Willard yesterday said, this is the biggest game of Brock Purdy's career. Like, didn't they just play in the Super Bowl?
Well, that I disagree
with. Didn't they play in the NFC title game?
Yeah.
Didn't they play the divisional round game? Didn't the year before they play Seattle wild card game and Dallas in the divisional round? Like, this is not the biggest game of Brock Purdy's career.
And up in Seattle for the division title that year?
It's just a lot going on here. But, I mean, I'm not saying they're going to win. And I'm not saying that, look, yes, this is an important game. You want to get a conference win. You want to beat Green Bay. You want to beat a winning team for the first time all season. I'm just presenting, hey, look. If they do lose, these X, Y, and Z can happen, and you're right back in the same spot you were next week.
Yeah, but I don't have faith that team is going to circle the draft.
Oh, I agree. That's one other thing.
Yeah, like mathematically, because this is the guru thing. Like, mathematically, you're 100% correct.
Yeah, that's what
psychologically, I completely disagree. Psychologically, I think they lose this game.
You think the players feel like that?
My soul feels like that? Of course the players don't feel like that. I'm talking about the fan base.
Oh, the fans don't play. The fans don't play. And if the fans did play on Sunday, we're getting blown out by 60. Because the fans right now have no confidence.
Well,
But the players in the locker room probably have confidence. I was listening to Bosa yesterday. Bosa saying, man, damn it, we got to finish. We should be 8-2 right now. The players feel like they should be 8-2.
Okay.
In their heads. So their confidence, I don't think, hasn't waned. They still feel like they're one of the best teams in the league. Now, do I believe that? No, I don't believe that. But they feel like they're one of the best teams in the league inside that locker room. Their mindset is completely different than your mindset or fans who don't have confidence. And that's all I'm saying.
I hear you, but like, you have to make me believe through your play. And I'm looking at it, and it's they're just so hit and miss all year. They're just so hit and miss all year. And so what I'm saying to them is, guys, I get what you've accomplished. And believe me, I respect it and I understand that. But this season, what have you given me to say, yeah, I believe that you can go out and go on a 4 out of 5 game winning streak, a 4 out of 6 game winning streak, a 5 out of 7 game winning streak. Like, you got to go out and actually do it. And I think it starts on Sunday against Green Bay. Because if you're going to say to me, hey, Green Bay can be beat, I agree with that. Then you have to go out and do it.
Yeah, there's two things to it, right? You got to go out there and do it, obviously. But I'm not saying that Green Bay's just going out there and they're just cooking teams. It's been nip and tuck. They've had some unimpressive wins. Like last week in Chicago, it's a divisional game, and Chicago gave them all they can handle. They're lining up for the game-winning field goal. How are we feeling about Green Bay if they're 6-4 this week?
Well,
and Chicago makes that field goal. So 888-957-9570 is the number. How confident are you in the Niners winning if they have to play this game without Brock Purdy? Plus shameless shutouts. Shameless shutouts. But one thing I'm not going to do is go into the Sunday. I understand why fans won't be confident, and I understand why you haven't been confident because of what you see in the previous few weeks. And they get a big win, and they suffer a big loss. They get a big win, they suffer a big loss. So I understand the confidence level of the fan base not being too high. It is Green Bay. They're a beatable team. You still have Fred Warner out there on that football field. I still believe in Fred. I still believe in his rookie class. I still believe in Deebo Samuel and George Kittle. To get it done for a game. And if you can get it done for a game, you know, all of a sudden you're cooking again. I mean, all of a sudden you're feeling good again. And no matter what happens in Buffalo. But I don't know. I want to know why people aren't confident if Brock Purdy doesn't play. What if he does play? Are you still? Do you still have the same confidence level? I mean, if he plays? Because it sounds like it doesn't matter if he plays or if he doesn't play.
Well,
it sounds like that nobody's confident regardless of who plays quarterback.
He couldn't throw a football yesterday at practice. Right? Now, maybe he gets shot up on Sunday and things change a little, but he's not going to get healthier if he plays, number one. And number two is that, like, yeah, it looked great the last couple of weeks, you know? So... yeah, I'm looking
you
at
sound
it.
Sounds so scared.
Well, because I'm looking at it from Green Bay's so perspective. Scared. This is the team that you thought you should have beat. This is like a. This reminds me a lot of how the Niners viewed Philadelphia the year prior, where you're circling this game all offseason and you're like, yeah, we're going to put a fork in their season. We are going to come out, and we thought that we screwed up in that divisional round game. We had that game. We blew it in the fourth quarter. That's I'm going from Green Bay's perspective. We blew it in the fourth quarter, and now we have an opportunity to not only right that wrong, but to kind of like put a shot across the bow of their season and maybe torpedo their season.
This is what Jordan Love said about that.
Yeah, no, I think just ending the season, you know, getting to the playoffs and, you know, getting knocked out by the 49ers. I mean, whoever it would have been, you know, that game is definitely going to sit with you. And, you know, that's what you got to, you know, kind of just sit with all offseason is going back, watching that game, kind of trying to see what you could have been better, what you could have done differently in that game. So it definitely sits with you through the offseason and obviously move on. But, yeah, just knowing that that's the team that knocked us out, you know, we're definitely hungry for this game.
So, that's Jordan Love. They're hungry. They haven't forgotten about what happens last season. All right, 888-957-9570. Line them up. I see a caller right now. Line them up for shameless shout-outs here on the Morning Roast. It is a Friday, a football Friday. You also have the Warriors down in the Big Easy playing the Pelicans. Trying to remain undefeated in the Emirates NBA Cup. Oh, how about that? What's that court going to look like in New Orleans? What is that court going to look like?
Probably empty because no one's playing.
Probably like a smoothie.
No, they love Steph Curry down there. They come out for Steph Curry. Right next to the Superdome, the Smoothie King Center.
Oh.
Right there next to the Superdome.
New Orleans down bad right now when it comes to football. Like LSU not good. Brian Kelly might be gone. And then the Saints just stink.
Oh, could have saw that coming with Brian Kelly.
The fake accent tells you all you needed to know.
He's just such a... He's
we talk about high-level losers. Brian Kelly, yeah, my God.
Yeah, I mean one of the more overrated coaches I've seen in the last 20 years, bro. No matter the sport.
He did take Cincinnati and Notre Dame to a playoff.
I mean, come on.
Did they even show up in that time?
Well, no, Cincinnati, real quick, was a sugar bowl, and then he left, and then they got absolutely destroyed in Tim Tebow's last game with Florida.
Yeah, he didn't show up for that game. He was already gone. How many years did Notre Dame underachieve under him?
I mean, because of their academic standards.
Oh, stop.
Because of their academic standards where guys actually graduate.
That's what's keeping Cal football out of the national championship, too, is the academic standards.
Yeah, you know? I know.
Always an excuse.
You know, all those million-dollar handshakes that are going on in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, like they're not happening to South Bend.
It's a lot tougher.
By the way, really quick, before you hit shameless shouts, Pelicans Court. It's blue. They got the cup right there in the middle, and they got the logo kind of faded over the whole thing. So,
that's a great way to paint the picture there, bud.
Yeah, it's what it is. Shameless shout out.
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm a shameless, horrible human being.
Your chance to shamelessly shout out whoever or whatever you want.
I need to shout out somebody. I forget their names. Mm-hmm. They would know who I am if they're listening.
It's time for shameless shout outs on the Morning Roast.
You know you make me wanna.
Boy, the confidence of 49er fans. We are down bad. It's raining. It's foggy. It feels depressing, man. Where is the energy? Where is the energy, Roasters? 888-957-9570. Come on, give me some energy. Let's go. It's a football Friday. Got the Warriors with a back-to-back against the Pelicans and the Spurs. Niners win. They're right back on track, baby. You're not out of it. You're one game. We talk like they're three games out of division. Cleveland's five back at the Steelers. They're done. Niners have life. Come on, Niner fans. Don't be like this. Right. Don't be like this. Oh, I'm just worried about this, and maybe we do this, and oh, my God, oh, my God, I'm going to freak it out. My pet's head's falling off. Come on.
My first shout-out. The 2024 St. Ignatius Wildcat Field Hockey CCS Championship team that won just last weekend. My niece, Megan, congratulations to their entire team. She was a captain on it. First CCS title in field hockey for the women ever at St. Ignatius. What a great accomplishment. And then today, Bonte, I've got a big one, and please, please allow me this one. It is the Reardon Annual Luncheon. It's the 75th anniversary this year of the school, and so I'll be out there for the luncheon in a little short period of time, the Italian Social Club, the Athletic Club, excuse me, and the Athletics Department is going to be showcasing all the different teams that are out there. The girls' volleyball team this year went to the CCS playoffs. The first ever flag football team won the league championship, and Benny Willers, 08, a Reardon guy, was named CCS Division IV Coach of the Year, and their football team won their first round CCS playoff game and will play Los Gatos this Saturday, tomorrow, at Reardon for the Division I semifinals.
You got De La Salle, Pittsburgh. Shout out to Jaden and the crew.
Yeah.
Playing Pittsburgh. Tonight, Pittsburgh High School. You got San Mateo.
What division is that?
Oh, man. They're in the open. De La Salle might be playing another day. 415, shout out to College of San Mateo. I love you guys. Coach Hardy, Coach Green, K-Boof. I see you guys, man. On the road to another state championship. They just put in all my boys at City. 51-7. 650, I'm here, Bonte. I just ain't calling. I'm here, though. I'm confident. 707, shout out to my brother. It must be hard being a Cowboys fan. God bless him. He wears the Dak jersey everywhere.
Is that Guru's brother? Or?
I don't think Guru's brother is a Cowboy fan. I don't know. Spadoni, what you got, man? Who you shouting out?
I'm shouting out my son, Benny. We had our first PTA meetings yesterday, right? The parent-teacher meetings. Even in TK, they do that, I guess. I was like, this is the update. They do that every week.
Yeah,
so he's doing great. He's doing awesome. Very sociable. Very nice. Every kid loves him in the class. You know what? That speaks volumes. And he's not a troublemaker like his old man was. So
not a troublemaker.
Shout out, Benny. He's doing great in school. So I'm very happy for him.
I'm going to shout out Baby Chaz for refusing to go to school yesterday. But we found out that she was just tired because for the first time in months, she took like a 4-hour nap. So she was just gassed. And that was her way of saying, I just need rest. I'm working too hard.
She took a mental day.
She took a PTO day.
I do that every Monday through Friday from 6 to 10.
Yeah, she just was chilling. I got home. She was napping. And she was in a great mood after the nap. So shout out to her. Hopefully she gets her ass up on time this morning to get to school. Lord knows we're paying for it.
Is her birthday's coming up, huh?
It is coming up.
Oh, boy.
It is coming up.
Oh, boy.
Why are you saying oh,
no,
boy?
No. I just, they're getting old, man.
Yeah, baby.
I remember when she was born.
Saturday. LJ's coming up on Saturday.
I know.
I see you guys move things to the house.
Don't even start me. The freaking rain. It's been a nightmare. And now the clean police are coming to my house, and my wife was losing her mind last night. But, Michelle, I love you.
You know what? Also, 510. I'm throwing you guys a shout-out for keeping it real and keeping me entertained Monday through Friday. All right, so I was at Corte Madera yesterday for a second. I had to go get the Batmobile, some new brakes, and you know what, the Batmobile.
Maybe some shopping in the Corte Madera mall?
I stayed away. I had
You're
to go
a
get
Lululemon
a charger from
guy.
Apple. No, I do like Lululemon. I never had Lululemon.
What?
But
what is it called?
Lululemon.
Save
Lululemon.
That for mispronunciation.
Lululemon. 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 I do like Lululemon. But I did not shop yesterday. I was just kind of strolling around, getting some exercise, walking around while it wasn't raining. But I ran into a lady. She worked at the Apple store, and my name is evading me. Her name is evading me. She was like, hey, are you Bonte? I listen to you guys every single morning.
Oh.
And I said, you really have to find something to do. If you're spending your mornings listening to us, you worked at the Apple store up there at Corte Madera. She knows who I'm talking about. Send us a text, 888-957-9570, because I want to get your name. She's a nice young lady, a very sweet young lady. So
I'm
shout
surprised
out to her.
You didn't walk across the street at Corte Madera and go to the Jaguar store. You know, the king, you know, he needs a nice chariot.
You're the one with the three houses.
No.
You guys are really starting to piss me off around here. RJ Fairfield. RJ Fairfield.
Hi, RJ.
What up, Chassie? What's up, Bonte?
What's up, RJ?
Hey, I want to shout out my Sacramento city. You know, we're building a new stadium for the Sacramento Republic FC coming 2027. We on the rise. And then De'Aaron Fox, man. He's been on a tear. 109 points in 2 days. No Monk. No Sabonis. No DeRozan. So... I just want to shout him out, man. Put him in the Bay Area Airways, you know? Gotta represent. Yeah. Like the B, baby.
Attaboy.
Hey, you guys are losing games, RJ. Let's go to Don and Cocker. Don, what's happening?
They're in 11th place.
Hello?
What's up, Don?
Hey, how you guys doing? 888-957-957, though. Shameless shout-out. I'm not Ken Kesey. I'm not Uncle Jesse. I'm not Irish Pot either. I'm a 49er fanatic. And that's it, Joe. Plus, go Bears. Over by 13 in the big game tomorrow. How do you like that?
I do like that. Cal,
Irish Pat
let's
Waller?
Go. Let's go, Cal.
Is that who you was alluding to?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's go, Cal Berkeley. Let's go. Yeah, shout out Fridays, 707. Shout out for happy 6th birthday to my daughter, Gianna. Happy birthday,
happy
Gianna.
Birthday.
We love you. Cruiser in the 209. Cruiser, what's happening?
Yo, what's up, fellas? Good morning. I just want to shout out my son, Jacob. He's receiving a recognition today at school for 3 awards. So he's my A-plus student. I'm super proud of him. And also shout out to you, Bonte. It was good seeing you. Laugh him up, man. Catch you next time.
Absolutely. It's good to see you, too, as we watch the Niners lose that game. Watch the Niners lose
that
game.
We're going to have an announcement next week on the Doobie Awards. And I just want everyone to know, as you're driving around, Friday, is it the 20th?
December 20th, Friday, you want to clear your calendar.
Clear it out.
Because the Doobie Awards are going to be big this year.
We are going to have a celebration. Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Well, it's
going to
be amazing. Not only that.
Fried chicken is off the hook.
It's going to be free food for everybody who attends.
No way.
Free food. Trust me. It is going down at the Doobie Awards this year. It's going to be big.
It's the
big,
one?
Big, 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 big. Shout out to my nephew, Napoleon. Freshman. QB2 at Stuart Hall.
Oh, cool.
Shout out Leon. They go against Branson for the championship in 8-man football to top off an undefeated season. Napoleon's probably a better basketball player than football player. Shout out to Napoleon. Shout out to Leon. Shout out to Dom.
Yeah, it's good to
who's
know.
Down there at Occidental doing their thing.
Occidental.
Shout out to them. Yeah. Shout out to the 13U and 12U SF Flame Baseball. Headed to Twin Creeks this weekend at 4:30. Are you going?
Well, that's my team. Who is that? Who's texting?
Are you going?
No.
Why?
Because I'm busy.
Wait, I thought that was your team.
Well, no. We have other coaches. It's probably Scotty's team. So who is that texting in?
I don't know. It's the 415.
Well, tell them to put their name on it.
Well, they won't.
And I'll shout them out.
Put your name on it.
Imagine if that was like Kyle Shanahan. That's my team, but I'm not going to be there. We got other coaches.
I'm not going to be there.
Nick Sorensen can handle it.
Well, okay,
when you have a program, you can't be everywhere all at once.
Oh.
Sounds like something Kyle would say.
Kyle who?
Shanahan.
Oh, don't do that to Kyle. Stop
possibly.
Hating on Kyle. I'm telling you, man. You better be careful what you wish for in firing Kyle Shanahan.
I didn't say fire Kyle Shanahan.
Shout out to all of our underpaid and underappreciated teachers. You guys just be disrespecting Shanahan.
Name one time I said fire
Kyle
Shanahan.
Best coach we've had since George Seifert. 888-957-9570 is the number. Robbie and Folsom. I want to shout out my daughter, Rory. Today's her 9th birthday, and I love her so much.
Oh, very much. That's cool.
Any advice for a girl dad like myself, Robbie, when they turn 9?
Well, here's the advice I'd give you. Today, the 22nd, is the beginning of the Sagittarius, you know.
Cycle. Yeah,
their month. So you got a fiery one, I'm sure, because I'm fiery, you know. Sagittarius myself. You don't know about the signs, Joey?
Yeah, I know all about them. I hate them because I'm a Gemini and I'm a pariah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That makes sense. It makes sense on what the way you roll around here.
Please.
Recognize your two-face.
It's time for the injury report.
That's
really hurt. Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson.
You guys change
Northern
every
California's
hour.
Premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Gemini, by far, is the shadiest of the signs, right?
Why do you say this with so much knowledge, Bonte?
Because I used to read the horoscopes every single day in the
Or you dated
Examiner.
Someone who was a Gemini?
We've all done it at some point.
I've never dated a Gemini. Never. What was a Gemini? He's my best friend. What was a Gemini? But I know. I read the horoscopes every single day from the age of like 10 to like 25.
No way.
Yeah, I
really.
Big, yeah, I used to
he
be,
knew what the girls were into.
Well, I'm just trying to get myself.
He's got Andrea the astrologer on his like favorites on his phone.
I like Andrea the astrologer. I wish she called this show. A lot
I'm
of knowledge.
Happy with
here.
Brock Purdy.
I am happy with Brock Purdy. Shout out to my wife. She listens and loves you guys. Have a great day. Love Sugar Tea. Sugar Tea. Just brought her some new ones. So
sprinkle
she knows
me,
this
man.
Is. Sugar Tea. Wow.
Hurricane.
Hey, Gemini's the worst horoscope, right? They're the worst sign. Are they Gemini's? Anyway, what's Brock Purdy? Is he a Gemini? He left practice early yesterday, day after being limited. He's been dealing with an injury to his right throwing
shoulder.
He was born
December 27th, so no. Oh, wow. Birthday's coming up.
So what is he? Aquarius.
That's no, Aquarius is like in February.
No, so what's January? Capricorn? Is it Capricorn? Capricorn or Aquarius?
We'll find out on the other side.
Oh, wait. Can I finish the injury report?
Yeah, who's hurt?
Brock Purdy, but you cut me off. He left practice yesterday.
Don't cut me off,
guy. Can you cut me off, man? We'd be here all day. Trainers were seen working up Brock Sheldon before he left the field and did not speak to reporters after practice. His status for Sunday's game against the Packers is very much up in the air.
Oh, no.
The injury report brought to you by Boxer Grocer, another California's Beware workers' compensation law firm helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Are you confident in the 49ers to win a game at Green Bay if they don't have Brock Purdy? 888-957-9570 is the number. 888-957-9570 is the number. I want to hear from Niner fans on a Football Friday. Come on now. Season's on the line, right? Come on. This is desperation. Where's the desperate Niner fans at? Or you guys just kind of hiding? Just like, I'm a little scared. You got the little Salsa Leo Shasky in you. I don't know if we're going to win in Green Bay. I don't know.
Give me the meat.